Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is said that time waits for no man. And when that man realizes that his time has come, he will check his watch to make sure that he is in the correct time zone. For with the passing of each season, summer to fall, winter to spring, a man can only wait for his time to come. Because as the sands funnel through the hourglass of history, a man can hope in some small way to make his mark on the passage of time, and in doing so cement his place on the wall of timeliness that marks the ticking of each individual timepiece. Because as we all know, time takes time. And timepieces take on many forms. The gold watch of the plantation owner. The hourglass of the ancient Polymorphians. The battered wristwatch of the grizzled World War II dog face. The oversized wrist ornament of a sweating Kardashian. All mark time in their own special way. And be it Timex or Rolex, Seiko or Fossil, Bulova or Zabalios.
What?
With each stroke of the second hand, the universal march of time weaves its way through the fabric and seasons of a man's life. And when that bell of April tolls, when the little and big hands land in their predetermined locations to summon the great white horde, sprinkled with a select chosen few minorities and foreigners, all with timepieces synchronized, all waiting to see if their muscular frames will fit into the magic jacket of green.
Ah.
All hoping against hope that on Sunday their glands will produce the sweat that seeps into the tailor's green jacket. For it is the perspiration that signifies the time itself, the moisture of the ages, oozing and dripping, that is absorbed into the waiting clean towel of competition.
Ew.
And when the sun finally sets on the azalea-scented contest,
oh, no.
The body odor of the fairway gladiators will take charge with a wafting scent that will waft over the waiting patrons from Butler Cabin to the Eisenhower Pine. Oh, my God, wait. The Eisenhower Pine is no longer.
No.
Yes, the Eisenhower Pine has gone. Dead, deceased, no longer. Worm food, mulch. So long, fair friend, into that big forest in the sky. From Amen Corner to the servant's entrance at the back of the grill. That wafting scent will mean only one thing. That the time has come for Hootie and Bubba and Billy and the boys to head on down to the jacket closet and find just the right garment for just the right champion. Then we will all know that it is time to wind our watches once again.
Oh.
And we wait another year to skip down Magnolia Lane, tongues a wagon, and ready to enjoy that thing that's the Masters.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section? Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
This is Hustler, And this is a much more exotic magazine. Now, they have decided to focus more on the pubic region, right. The whole groin area.
Uh-huh.
Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?" You see?
Right.
Shaved is a magazine I'm not too familiar with, but again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that that they go into in this picture
mm-hmm.
here. It almost looks like a tropical plant or some underwater thing.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Broadcasting all over the planet, we are powered by Encore Insurance Services. With over 22 million downloads, we're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Hi, Captain Steve!
Woo! Hey, Captain Steve, we love you. Hope you're doing very, very well, and proud to be with you after your 20-year reign as King of Coralville.
Long may he reign.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Mike, why? Why, why?
Because they get it.
Incidentally, odds on favorite for the latest t-shirt, we get it.
I like
or
that.
I get it.
Yes.
Oh, I had another one.
You had another
I
one?
I have been tallying here on a spreadsheet, a Google Drive spreadsheet.
Ooh, we'll it's get to that.
Florida Mike.
Oh, that's good, too.
Okay. Anyway, our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number. I have had a... I sounded like Eugene Levy. I have shaved... All right, stop. Let me start again.
I'm not familiar with this periodical.
Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number. I've had some issues with my upper leg and actually got a cortisone shot. And if I had not had my Sleep Number bed, I swear to God, I would not have been able to get one wink of sleep. This is because my body is falling apart down here in South Florida, and I thank God for the magic that is Sleep Number. I want to tell you about their exclusive dual air technology that make the perfect bed for couples, because each side adjusts to your perfect level of firmness, your Sleep Number setting. It's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. I'm a testament to that. Maybe you've considered getting a Sleep Number bed, but you thought you couldn't afford one, but can you really afford another sleepless, restless night? Mm-mm. I don't think you can. I want to say thank you to lots of our listeners that are contacting me, and I always forget for some reason to jot the name down. There's another guy that had a Sleep Number for 7 years. He just got the dual air one because he had one for himself, and his wife did not, you know, match his firmness, so
sure.
They got the dual air technology, and he upgraded, and I asked him right away, I said, did you give me credit? And he didn't write back to me. So I don't know if when he got his Sleep Number bed and he listens to the show and he was telling me all about it, if he mentioned the name when he went in there. So
please, right
sure.
now, get to us. Mike won't sleep until you do.
Introducing the all-new Sleep Number Classic Series with queen mattresses starting at only $699, featuring the latest innovations, comfortably priced. My Sleep Number setting now, I adjusted it with my soon-to-be-removed leg. I adjusted it to a 75 because I wanted a little firmness with this injury that I had. And Carla is still right there at a 70. She likes a firm mattress. We both sleep like babies. Hurry into the Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses starting as low as $699. Right now, save $300 on the all-new C4 Queen mattress set. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Yes, please do that.
Yeah.
Well, hail, the gang's all here. And we are delighted to have you with us again on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's another day. Another doctor for your
No. Now, when you said that you're falling apart, do you blame
yes.
the fact that you are at an advanced age, or is it Florida that's actually doing it to you?
I have no. This is the first time in my life that I have had this much pain, and I had no idea. Now I have a vague idea of what it was. The only thing I purchased when I came down here to South Florida, and Oscar remembers those foo-foo like girly, girly dining room chairs that I've used to do a broadcast.
Sure.
Well, those fufu, wicker, rattan, whatever they are, little cheapo chairs. Yes. I never had this problem with them. I rolled out to the little, office Hal's to buy a decent little office chair.
Was Hal there?
And, it's like I think they should have said we've got the soft Vinnie model over here, and we've got the Tony model here. And have you tried the new Femur Buster?
Oh,
this is the Femur Buster chair that we have for you. And so the only thing, there are two things that were at play here. You know, I drove that 22-foot box truck down from Florida, from Virginia down to Florida. But the only, when I got into that truck, the right side of the bench seat was like mashed down, and the left-hand side was like all the way up. And I drove that for 14, 15 hours.
I thought you were going to say, when you got in, the left side of the truck started to sag.
No. The right side.
I know. That's way over the line.
That's not nice.
That is.
Yeah, and incidentally, the way that T-shirt looks on you, pal, with high definition.
Tell me.
I would tell you, you're nobody to talk. I swear, I'm ready to do a C-section right now.
Oh, but wow. Anyway.
Hey, I want to tell you.
You give birth to something diseased. I'm not sure what it is, but it likes corn.
Congratulations. You've given birth to an 8-pound, 6-ounce baby honey bun. But anyway.
So you had the big drive in an uncomfortable vehicle.
Okay, so I get in this thing, and the bench seat is low on the right side, and it's elevated on the left. Like somebody was... Maybe some big guy was sitting in the middle and he crushed it all down. So my left cheek, all 14 hours in the box truck, was sort of skewed up left.
That will
then
do
I
it.
Get down and I get this this office chair, and it's, you know, I only found out when Jimmy was here on Thursday. I'm pressing down with my thumb right where the pain is, and there's this metal rod that comes out. Yeah. It's a support thing. It's where the armrest is connected. Let me show you. Right. Hold on a second.
Sounds amazing.
Mike is going to go and get the Femur Buster.
A nice sturdy chair.
Now, was it the Femur Buster 2000 or was it the original Femur Buster?
Can you see the Femur Buster here?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, pull it over. Oh, there we go. It looks
it's
nice.
Very space
very
age.
Stylish. Wow. Okay, yeah, see it? Look, he's going to hurt himself.
He is.
Oh, my God.
You shouldn't be picking that up.
All right, he's got that.
Part, yeah.
Yeah, we can see it. The left, the
see,
right side.
Metal.
Right side of
Mike,
the chair.
Mike, that really looks like it was real. What are you doing?
He just hurt himself. He just stubbed his toe. There you go.
Well, that's what happens when you pick a chair up with one hand like that.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh.
Sit down, Mothra.
That's Cappy's voice. You can hear Cappy.
No, that's
Cappy, who brings
that's
a certain sensibility and sympathy and empathy to this show that really is inappropriate.
Slapping our knee.
What was it that drew you to the chair? The fact that it looks like it was repurposed from O'Hare Airport. It looks really
it
like
look.
A chair that you would be in a row, bolted down in a 1970s airport.
Doesn't it seriously look like Dean Martin ought to be sitting there with Jacqueline Bisset getting ready for their flight?
Yeah, it's Mike O'Mara. As Matt Helm movie.
Stylish.
Ridiculous.
Mike, so, maybe they have those here for the studio. Those do look snazzy.
Yeah, can you mail it up to us?
They're very nice. There's a name for it. It's a standard chair. You see it on certain television shows.
Oh,
that's why I bought it.
Charlie Rose.
No, I bought it because it didn't have all that BS padding on it, and I was foolish because it didn't work. Yeah, now, for years, the chairs that you guys have, the ones we had in the old studio.
$100 a piece.
That I should have brought down here. We're perfect. This was $125. This wasn't that expensive.
Did you save the receipt?
Well, they've got me in the system, so I'm taking it back.
Receipts.
And I
that thing will be rot there for the next 5 years.
Yeah, you know what, pal? Okay, you know what? You know, Mr. Wait for Comcast all day? I'm going to tell you this.
Yes.
I'm going to bring this chair back in tomorrow.
You are?
Really?
To the office supply store that opens up at 12 noon, which is up here, which I filed up here because I've been going to the office supply store
Excellent.
So much, getting the studio ready. It was a...
Is your phone on?
Right now. No, sure. I don't think it is.
No, it's vibrating.
No.
It's vibrating.
Good
right
call.
Now.
Good call.
Hold it to your hip. Maybe it'll make it feel better. That's not funny.
You know what's great about this? You know when we knew this worked, Rob, but you can see this. But I'm looking right at you right now, and you can see this.
Yeah, I think I'm going to crawl into the console.
Who's calling? Is it Carla?
You can see the way this works.
No, it's actually the office supply store. They say no returns.
Yeah, we're actually open at 11.
And it's store credit only.
So anyhow.
2,000 post-its.
The pain of this, the only thing that I think was comparable to this is
Rob remembers, Oscar, you didn't work with me then when I, you know, I'd come in like every 3 weeks or so, and Rob would say I look like Fred Sanford.
Yeah, you walked
because I was walking down the hallway and I was stilted, debilitated with back pain.
And what would happen, if I can describe it, Mike, what would happen is your right leg would go in front of you with your right foot pointed out, and then it would stop haltingly, and then you'd drag your left foot to catch up. It almost looked like a badly designed walking robot, where the walking software was almost right. I watched it last night. You walked like Kevin Spacey in The Usual Suspects.
What a great call.
Here comes verbal.
Well, this thing was as acute as anything I have ever dealt with.
So cute.
I don't know where it came from. So cute. And it was so painful that I just didn't get a lot of sleep, and that's the worst thing in the world. When you know you're really in pain when you can't sleep at
right.
night. Mm. And so I told you about the doctor whose face I farted in the other day.
Yes.
And he put me on an anti-inflammatory, and that didn't... I mean, I've never taken
to
stuff like
that.
To
stop your farting?
No, not to stop my farting.
Great question,
Thank you,
Kevin. Nice follow-up.
You know what? She's getting... Send her back today. After today, send her back to California. Will you please?
No, I think she's doing great.
It's already scheduled.
But anyhow...
She's coming to you.
The guy, after this happened, he gave me anti-inflammatories, didn't do anything, and he said, if that doesn't work, we'll schedule you with this guy that apparently flies in from the Midwest.
Does he wear a cape?
This doctor... Dr. Slick, who flies in for the Midwest. So he said, and you can make an appointment. He's here tomorrow.
Oh.
So if it continues, you can make an appointment. Well, I've dealt with enough. I'm falling apart enough where I know how to deal with doctors. And I make the appointment like 5 minutes later with this because I know I'm not going to feel better. And it was right. So I wake up in the morning, still in a lot of pain. And I roll out to this orthopedic guy.
Right.
And the orthopedic guy comes in. And Rob,
yes.
I swear to God.
Did you actually see him fly in?
No.
Oh, okay.
The celebrity he most resembled,
yes.
I am not exaggerating, a young, extremely tan Mel Brooks.
Oh, no.
Nice.
So the young, good-looking Mel Brooks.
The young, good-looking Mel Brooks.
Like what the Mel Brooks that would like do.
But
like
here's
the
how you
Cabin
know.
Show.
This is how you know you've got the good doctor.
Yes.
He comes in the sport coat and tie. You know,
oh, that's good.
No doctor's coat. You know, he's there. Hello, how are you? And so Carla was having a problem with her knee, and we got like the family package appointment where it was the one-stop shop. And he walks in and goes, O'Mara family. Because the baby's in there too.
Oh, my God.
And I'd had x-rays the day before, and I don't know what the hell is going on. They ruled out anything really serious.
I know what it is.
What is it?
And you're going to think this is mean, but it's simply, you know, I come from a medical family. So
okay, first of all, you have to take that back. That's like me saying I come from a family of teachers. I do, but I'm an idiot.
I use it too because I also come from a medical family, so I use it too.
Yeah.
Oscar and I are both. Some people in our family tree have succeeded in med school.
They have.
Yeah, Oscar. The reason you're a medical family is because you're constantly like you're killing yourself.
I am.
That's why you're on the other side.
Well, I've got four doctors that are in my family, my immediate family. So I would say that counts for something.
Sure. I have skinny people in my family.
You don't live that active of a lifestyle. And this past week has been so active with the move and the moving in and the setting up of the studio and people coming into town. All that in itself, if you don't...
You have something on your nose, Mike?
If you're not used to that, Mike, if you're not used to that, then...
That's not what caused the injury, Oscar.
Well, some would say if you're in shape and you lifted the chair or you had a bad ride in the car, you wouldn't be as affected from kind of... an ill bench or like a bench
an ill bench
a bench
Mike.
That doesn't sit right or
there
a chair
is
that
no
doesn't...
one that would like to agree with you more yes. ass than me, but I will tell you I will tell you that the very thing that caused the injury was the sedentary nature of what I do where we were sitting in that chair. You know, you guys realize we have been doing the shows this week, but we've also been tweaking, and so
lots of time.
We've all been like in place to do the show for probably 3 hours at a time, which, you know, you might say, well, that's a normal broadcast. Well, yeah, but I mean, sitting, you're normally up and down, and we've just been adjusting levels, sitting in that chair. So I think the fact that I was sedentary is what caused the problem.
Do you recall who built the box truck? What manufacturer?
International Harvester.
The fact is they can't build a seat. That's what really got you started in it. Because even if
Do you speak from experience with that one?
Do you know when I bought my second Caprice of the three, that grand trilogy of automobiles, it was a it was the chief of police's car from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
We've heard this. Yes, no one cares about the chief of police from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
But he was obviously
I remember the seat though.
He was obviously a larger man. Yes. Because when I looked at the car, it looked like it was in perfect condition.
Yes.
But when I'd sit in the seat, it would twist. And I said, oh, you know what? There's something broken in the seat. So I replaced the seat. And
the entire seat?
Well, yeah, because they were bucket seats. Jeez. I could replace one seat.
Okay.
And
I remember
still
this
twisting.
Seat. It looks like, seriously, the late John Panette was camping out there. That terrible a seat.
What I realized after I one Saturday woke up and could not get out of bed because my back was so screwed up, I pulled back the plastic because it didn't even have carpeting. It had a rubber mat on the bottom.
It had no support.
What happened is the back right connection where the seat was bolted down, the floorboard of the car had ripped. So anytime someone sat in the seat, it twisted back into the right. And when you sit in a crooked chair for any amount of time, your back is constantly trying to compensate. And that's probably your hip was trying to compensate for the bad International Harvester seat. And that, coupled with the femur buster, is why you're walking like a man of 80.
Are you back now?
Whatever,
what happened?
Not 100%. He said to 3 days that I would be 100%. I'm 50% better than I was
Did
yesterday.
Did you explain that you haven't been 100% in 20 years?
I haven't been. I'll never be 100%.
Is Carla feeling better?
I've accepted that reality. No, she is not. She did not get any real help. Oh. She's scheduled next week for an MRI because she's got some sort of ligament issue in her knee, and that's been going on. But, you know, Carla walks 5 miles a day, so I think that's probably her dilemma that she's got.
Yes.
So he comes in, and she only deals with the fact that I've been diagnosed. I said to Carla walking in, I said, there are two things that are going to go on here. He is going to tell me what I have to do, that it's going to go away quickly, or he's going to give me a cortisone shot, and that's the only thing that's going to make me happy. Anything else is not going to be a pleasant experience.
Right.
When he said that I needed the cortisone shot, it was like hearing a wonderful, wonderful piece of news, because I know...
Chorus of angels.
Playing, well, yeah, because, you know, the fact is, I know based on, you know, playing hockey, that when you hear cortisone, it's like your pain will float away.
Right.
In time. I also know that the delivery method for a cortisone shot, for anybody that's ever gotten one, is is not exactly the most pleasant experience in the world.
Now, explain that, because I'm being totally sedentary, have never required cortisone of any sort. Why is it painful? Is it the needle that hurts? Is it the stuff going in that hurts?
Let me explain what a cortisone shot does, Mr. Spiewak.
Thank you, Mike.
In my lifetime, I've gotten... Oh, a couple. Let's call it 8.
All right. I'd like for you, Mike, please speak simply and clearly, because I do not come from a medical family.
Thank you.
I have gotten cortisone shots in my shoulders multiple times.
Okay.
And
but that's after you had Tommy John surgery.
That's yeah. When I was pitching in the Brewers organization.
Oh, it was
the only team I wanted to pitch for.
But you never got called up to the big dance. You were always a AA Brewers ball, right?
This is true. And, yeah. It's when they used to call me Switch.
I remember.
Not based on my batting, based on my lifestyle outside of the
That's bathroom. Right. That's right. We're going to have to let you go, son.
Yep. I'm sorry. It just seems that if you want to hang with women and men. But anyway, so.
It was a different time then, Mike.
It was.
Not your fault.
Years ago.
It was, well, it was the 80s, the go-go 80s.
It was.
And I'm talking about the early 80s, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love that street in Milwaukee. They always knew when Switch was out. But anyway.
When you head down to the block.
Jesus Christ, am I ever going to get to the point of this story?
I'm sorry.
So, where the hell was I? I totally
Tommy
lost
John
track.
Surgery.
You were explaining the cortisone shots. So,
they give me the cortisone shots in the shoulder, and the worst one I ever got was in the elbow, and I will tell you why they hurt. Because what a cortisone shot does, Rob, it's not like getting a shot for allergies or getting a vaccination. A cortisone shot is a needle that delivers a numbing agent to the actual muscle or joint that is inflamed.
Okay.
And I'm talking about inside of it. So if you have what I have, which is called bursitis,
yes,
in the upper part of my leg, he took the needle and I'll take you through the whole process.
Good.
Okay. He says, you, sir, are going to get a cortisone shot. I'm going to need you to remove your pants. You can leave your boxer shorts on and get up on this table and face the wall. At this point, believe it or not, maybe it was because of the previous day, but I begin nervously to experience the same sensation that I had in the previous doctor's office, and I shared that with Carla.
A pressure?
And she said, "What? A pressure that I could that I could easily yeah. have done that, and but I'm not going to this time. I'm in control today.
Good, because if you did that, you would have to remove your boxer shorts.
I was not doing that to the young, comedian. I wasn't going to do that.
Dr. Brooks comes in and says, did someone bring some kind of sandwich?
Yeah. So,
see, you've had breakfast.
He asks me to remove my, I was wearing my Florida shorts. He asked me to remove my shorts, get up on the table, and face the wall. At this point, because I'm an idiot, I am confused by the instruction. I said, do you want me just to lean up against the table and lift my leg up?
Oh.
And he looked at me like, you know, what kind of idiot? No, I mean, get up on the table and face the wall. I just got totally turned around because I'm nervous because suddenly the procedure is going to begin.
And you know
and
what?
That's, of course, where I, in the corner, I hear my lovely, supportive wife go like this.
Oh, laugh at you? Thanks, buddy.
Oh, Carla's my favorite.
She's just sitting. Well, you know, I realize really one of the primary reasons Carla is with me. I'm a very good father, and that's one.
Right.
But the other reason is that I am just a nonstop font of comedic energy for her, where she laughs at me because I am such a doddering idiot.
And one would think with, you know, years of radio experience and all your funny voices, that's where the comedy comes from?
No.
Really?
No, it's when Mike screws up. That's what it's going
to
be.
They love that. Now, the instructions, though, to be fair, are unclear. Does he want you on all fours?
Oh, yeah.
Does he want you?
slow down.
You relax.
Behave yourself.
I just tasted a little of dinner last night.
Wow. <Well, let's see. laughs>
Did the doctor have his pants down, too?
Okay. All right. On that note, Ms. Pfeiffer, we are going to break for commercial, and we will come back, and I will take you through. Rob, you asked about a cortisone shot. I'll take you through exactly what happened.
Thank you.
Little educational segment coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by our Amazon page. Yes, Easter is just around the corner. The O'Mara family is heading out to see the Easter Bunny today, and I'm going to shake hands with that lovely rodent and then come back to my computer and order all of our Easter goodies on Amazon.
Remember, Mike, what we've learned in news segments past, don't grope the rabbit.
Don't grope the rabbit. You know, I know this is supposed to be an Amazon commercial, but I will tell you that all I have are visions of my son screaming uncontrollably as that giant, terrifying rat holds him up today for the amusement of Carla.
Well, I will tell you this. Some of my favorite pictures of my kids growing up are them crying with Santa and bunnies. There is one, So Help Me, where
Julia's for the adults.
Mike, Julia's mouth, So Help Me, is a perfect square. She is crying so hard.
Just terror.
It's the best.
It's Carrie's favorite picture.
It is. It really is.
As Rob likes to tell us, Christ has risen, but Amazon always has the lowest prices in town. Our Amazon portal is the best way to easily support the show. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It is the easiest icon to find on our webpage at MikeOMaraShow.com. You click on that, you can get anything you want. Patio furniture, supplies for your yard, all your spring essentials at Amazon.
Peeps for shots. Days.
Yeah, and a shout out to all my peeps. Shots.
Not sure if you can get those. Cortisone, probably. I mean,
hydrocortisone cream, perhaps if you're riddled with insect bites.
Amen.
Yeah.
Click Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com and don't be afraid to bookmark it, Mr. Big Shot.
Yeah, he's a Mr. Big Shot with your big discounts.
Do it and do it now. So, the doctor tells me to get up on the table, face the wall with my boxer shorts, and I guess the boxer shorts, it's right up in my lower buttock. That's where the needle's going to go in.
Your left buttock?
My left buttock. And so
do you have a favorite of yours? Do you prefer the left to the right? Do you have a favorite buttock?
Oh, I definitely prefer my left.
Yeah?
Well, my right side, and that's the thing that made this injury so unusual. My right side is where my body has chosen to fall apart. Most people that are older will tell you, you have a good side and a bad side.
Well, everybody has that. It just becomes more pronounced as you get older.
True.
Thank you, Oscar. So
he comes from a medical family.
That is true.
That meanwhile, he's having a stroke from caffeine at the
restaurant.
The problem
is, I get up on the table and I'm facing the wall. And it goes, and then it just the time starts, and I don't know where the guy's. You know, maybe he's off like reviewing the latest Road Company of the producers. I don't know. I don't know what he's up to.
Hello, Nathan. This is the doctor. Listen, I've got this guy on the table, so I can't talk. But
Do you know how certain doctors, and he's competent, I will tell you this, he's a good guy. You know immediately because he's a little longer in the tooth mm-hmm. than the other guys. He's, and especially with orthopedic guys, there's a swagger
sure.
to orthopedic surgeons that I like to have. So you know he's good. But also you know immediately there's no way you're going to be A, his equal, or B, ever his buddy.
No.
Because no,
he,
no,
be,
no.
He comes from a position up here, and he's just like, hello, O'Mara family.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got a bursitis. I'll take care of that.
You want it?
Okay,
what you want to
right
find?
Back, I'll be right back with you, cortisone.
You got to find the doctor that balances the God complex the best possible way, because they need
right.
some of it to be a good doctor. But what you
yeah,
don't
want... Yeah, you
don't
want a buddy. If a doctor walked in, it's like, well, hi, how are you? Maybe we could get together and have like a sandwich sometime. Yeah. Then I'd be out of his office. I'd run out of his office.
Do you like hot chocolate?
It's 100 Can degrees outside.
Let's have tea. It's a beautiful day outside. Would you like to have lunch with me?
We're all going to see the Easter Bunny.
That would scare me.
Yeah, I agree.
So I wait on the table, buttocks facing my wife and son, for what seemed to be about 10 minutes. And, you know, in the condition I'm in, and this is another, for anybody that's ever had a back issue or a leg issue, you know, there's not a medical table. You know, they're not like Sleep Number beds, for God's sake.
No,
they're,
you got to get up in them.
They're a board, and you sit there, and I'm
is
waiting.
Is there paper
and I'm
on
waiting.
It?
What's that?
Did he put the paper on it?
Yeah, it's
I
got
the
paper pulled across
it. I hate the paper.
And, of course, you know, I get off the paper, and it looks like, seriously, like it's one of those bags that they hold fried chicken in. Because,
that's greasy.
Yeah, because I just shredded the paper with my body perspiration. You know, just in tatters.
You know what? That probably happens to everyone.
Yeah,
that
sure.
paper is
yeah.
so thin, you yeah, can just right. sit on it. And just, even if you had dry skin and you were completely covered in ash, you, yeah.
right.
you would destroy that paper.
It's the worst
well, there's
paper.
Just this little area that looks like it's just a little tornado happened right in the middle of the
crack.
Paper.
Well, you know, you got to change the paper as soon as it gets clear. That's when they pull it off the roll and they crack it.
I'm the only
and...
one that will ever describe the paper on a medical table being, looking like something that held a paper bag containing fried chicken. Homer Simpson's fried chicken.
That's when it's best. It's best when it's clear.
Oh, God. So he comes in. I'm not seeing anything. I feel him poking around. He says, that's the spot.
Now,
that's
Mike,
right.
I'm sorry to interrupt again, but you are still.
That's what you do, Rob, and especially when Cappy's in the studio. I'm used to you doing it 50 to 60 times per second.
But you still haven't described your actual position.
Oh, yeah.
I am on my side with
okay.
my face facing the wall.
Understood.
The medical table is against the wall, and I am on my right side with my left cheek
exposed
up in the air. It is not exposed. I'm wearing boxers.
Sorry.
As he comes in, he tries to go through the leg hole first, realizing that that journey is going to be shortchanged, or he's going to stop all of the blood flow to my lower extremities.
Not enough
so
give in the fabric.
He goes from the top down, and that again, when he goes from the top down, he pulls the boxers down a little bit, and that's where I'm thinking, please don't do what you did yesterday.
Yeah.
Please don't do what you did. Not that I it's not like I have uncontrolled flatulence. I can control it. I just, it was an anomaly yesterday, the day before with the other doctor.
It wasn't even on the chart.
So I'm facing the wall. And at this point, Carla, I'm dealing with Carla hearing sound. I heard it when she laughed at me. And then I hear this sound. This is obviously you hear the paper, like he's getting out some sort of needle, syringe.
Yeah.
And I hear Carla go, oh. That's what I hear.
Oh,
that's
no.
when I'm facing the wall, and I hear Carla go, oh. And I know what that, she is seeing. You know, she's not been in a lot of doctor's offices. She's seeing the needle.
Yeah.
Cartoon
But
size.
I see nothing. I see nothing. He said, all right, this is going to be a little uncomfortable.
Oh.
I've heard that before, too. And what a cortisone shot is, Rob, is let's say your average needle is about that big.
Sure.
Your cortisone shot needle is going to be that big because they are taking the needle and they are delivering the medicine to the inflamed muscle or joint,
gotta,
and they are going
the
right
muscle,
in, right into the muscle.
So you're saying that the needle itself is about 4 inches in length, and I'm guessing when a needle gets that long, it actually has to be thicker as well, so it has the strength, because they need to go far enough into the source of the pain.
Right, and so he puts the needle in, and suddenly...
that does not sound pleasant.
And then I feel something that is... It's similar to what you would feel if someone was stroking a string on a guitar. I feel this kind of, and I'm like, oh, God. And I don't know what's in there. You know, I don't know where the top part of my leg and the hip and all that crap is, but he's found the holy land of pain, and it goes in there. And then as quick as it happened, it was over.
Oh, good.
It was not even close to being as painful as I thought it would be, but it hurt. Oh. And then I guess I'm doing all this because Carla watched it, and he takes and he kind of rubs the area.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Then he began to rub me. And oh, what a feeling that was. No, he was rubbing the area.
He's got to massage it, right?
He massages it to get all that medicine where it's supposed to be.
Get that tussin in there, boy.
Get that tussin, boy. Get that tussin right down to the bone.
But, you know, if he did it quickly, that has to be the sign of a good guy. Because remember when we talked about epidurals and the people that have a hard time finding the spot? That's where the pain is. So the fact that he did it quickly, obviously you did have a good guy, right?
He was good, you know, and he's a very talented guy. And afterwards, you know, Carla, he leaves, and we're getting ready to go out and check out. And Carla says, I cannot believe the size of that needle they put in you. And it was a fun experience. But right away, immediately, there's a little bit of relief, and I feel the fact that the pain's starting to go away. And, you know, anybody that's ever played any kind of sport, that's the magic needle. That's what they talk about.
Yeah, I saw it in Varsity Blues. That's where I learned about those type of needles.
You love James Vanderbeek.
Yeah.
And afterwards, he is filling out his paperwork, and he's got his, like, little blue tweed sport coat thing that he's wearing. And he goes, all right, you all set. You know, and I'll call you, young lady, with your MRI results, and you should be good to go. So he's got the pen in his right hand, and I extend my hand to shake it, and he transfers the pen from his right hand to his left.
Yes.
And I got, the only way I can describe it, I got an Al Chervik greeting from him.
What does that mean?
Because that means when he shook my hand, it was like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was walking by me just kind of like, all right.
Gave you the brush off.
Yeah, sure. Not that I want him to hug me or give me a wet kiss or anything
like
that.
No, you
want to
play golf with him.
Away.
No, but it's the old stand-up comedy thing, Mike, in his mind. He's saying, I got your money. I got it. We're done.
You know, it worked. I don't think I'm going to have to go back. That's all I care about. I'm very happy about that. The thing is that I've told people for years, if I go to a cocktail party, I want to talk to the surgeon, I want to talk to the police officer, or I want to talk to the airline pilot. Those are the three professions that I get all stalker-like with.
What if all three aren't there?
If all three aren't there, I like to leave the party early. You know, if you get somebody, you know, hey, how you doing? What do you do for a living? I work at a title company. Okay. I'll see you later. Thank you.
Oh, you don't want to learn about titles?
No, I'm kidding, of course. I don't want to insult all people that might work in title companies, but, you know, I just closed on a house, okay? I sold my house up in Virginia. I went and I dealt with those guys.
What about a pro athlete?
Yeah, a pro athlete.
What if there's a pro athlete at the party?
Pro athletes get so inundated, and because we kind of, on a really super, just above circus clown level, know what pro athletes go through.
Right.
I don't like to be at a party with pro athletes because the pro athletes are inundated. Oscar, you know this. You hang around. You stalk them more than anybody on the show.
They find me, too. I'm great to hang out with.
Well, Irish ass.
They love him because he's from a medical family.
And I don't talk to him about sports because I barely know about their sport. That's what Dominique actually told me one day. He said, you know what? You never ask me about football. I said, well, I don't really know what to ask you.
That's it. You know what? That's one of the reasons why I think Matt Elliott never left me alone is that I never talked football with him.
No, and he never left you alone because he wanted to get you into his room. Well,
I did have a fine, round ass.
He wanted to get you. You had a baby face and a countenance that he loved.
Mm.
He wanted to take you. He wanted to give you a bubble bath. That's what he wanted to do.
I never let him. Even though he said,
keep
please.
In touch with him. Have you heard from him in all these years?
Yeah, I'm Facebook friends with him. You know, his son went through what my son went through.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
And
pediatric
cured.
Leukemia?
Yeah, but he's all right. He's cured
as
well.
Oh, my God.
Well.
I had no idea Matt's kid went through
we
that.
Actually, we've kept in touch a little bit, but not entirely. He's in the Indiana area now, I think, in the Midwest.
You know, it's amazing because I'm known for keeping my relationships for years and years and years.
Mike is a notorious letter writer.
Don't worry. There'll be a chapter in the book that I'm writing. All right, so anyway, that's the way that goes. We will take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. We're going to talk about late night and the whole Stephen Colbert thing. And is late night what it used to be? And will it be, you know, will it continue to be the big force? Or are these networks and the media machine hyping it more than they need to? We'll take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I am very, very excited to tell you that this is Red Sox-Yankees weekend.
Oh, cool.
And if you would really like to get into that and not just root for your team, but root for yourself, how about FanDuel, everybody?
Yeah.
It's baseball, baby. It's the hottest thing in fantasy baseball. One-day fantasy baseball leagues on FanDuel.com. They are the leader in one-day fantasy baseball. With FanDuel, there is no season-long commitment. I love that, especially when you have a marathon season like baseball. You can do it in one day, whenever you want, with a new team every single day. No one has more leagues, more players, or more payouts than FanDuel.com. Leagues start at just a buck, go right up to $1,000 plus, and you can win real money and big money with immediate payouts. How about $535,000? That's what one guy packed.
Wow, that's awesome stuff.
You can be the next winner. FanDuel will pay up to $1 million a day this baseball season and over $400 million this year. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner to use the code TMOS to get all of your goodies. Plus, use the TMOS code and listen to this. They'll match every dollar you deposit, dollar for dollar, up to $200. Great way to start. Hurry, they've extended this offer until next Friday, so sign up today and get your piece of the $400 million pie. FanDuel.com, the leader in one-day fantasy baseball. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
You know, a lot of people, so many people do fantasy football, and they're to drag for them when there's no football to play with.
Yeah, they feel like they're waiting for something. You don't have to wait anymore.
No, get in there. Get in there. And this has got what I love about football, too. If you do a one-day league, live scoring.
Yeah,
you leave a window open in your computer, and while you're doing your stuff, you can watch your points stack up.
And for baseball, even if you're – maybe you don't have the hottest team. Maybe you're not in in Boston. Maybe you can't root for the Red Sox, right? Maybe the Nationals don't do so well this year.
Right on.
Or, God forbid, you're a Marlins fan. That doesn't mean you can't get into baseball. If you love baseball, this helps you really root for so many other people on so many other teams because your team is made of all these players.
And it can change every day. It's
fun to watch.
The best. It's very cool.
FanDuel.com. FanDuel, sign up today. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I will tell you that I was watching online some video of a feud that Stephen Colbert had with Bill O'Reilly, and it really fit into his characterization because I know that Cappy was talking about how much she loved him the other day. And, you know, he's been anointed. He's going to be the replacement for David Letterman. And, you know, as much as I was never as much of a fan of Stephen Colbert as I was of Jon Stewart, I'd like to give the guy a shot and see how he does in this world. And it was weird watching The Daily Show when Jon Stewart was paying homage to Stephen Colbert, because I, even through all the positive comments, I just had this slight feeling watching Jon Stewart that he was overdoing it almost a little too much, that told me that maybe, just maybe, Jon Stewart wanted that gig.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance?
He's
well compensated at the
That's
Comedy
fair.
Central.
He walked away from The Daily Show to work on a private project for, like, I want to say, four or five months.
An entire summer.
Yeah, a season. So if he's got that flexibility, if he wanted that job, I imagine he could have gotten it.
I think so, too. I think
I think it's a good thing to have a guy like Stephen Colbert exposed to a wider audience. I think that's going to be a good thing. But at the same time, you know, we were talking about the fact that maybe CBS wouldn't even bother replacing it. And I don't even know about the numbers. Are the numbers continuing to be what they used to be in late night? I mean, there was a time, Rob, you know, you and I are old enough to remember this. And Cappy, you remember this, too, that Johnny Carson was the gold standard. Everybody watched that. Everybody did.
The only thing that ever touched
it's fragmented now.
The only thing that ever touched Johnny was when they invented Nightline during the hostage crisis. And that was, but that never really zapped his numbers because it was a different audience. But that was a viable challenge because it was different. I read a very interesting article that sort of broke down statistically, and you know, you can always use statistics to prove anything. But they said CBS has now cemented the fact that they'll be in third place because they went to a small network, Comedy Central. And, you know, it's all over the world.
Which they own, clearly.
Yeah,
so it's
but they went to a small network and got the second dog. Or maybe if you count Peter Tosh, or is it Tosh 2.0?
Tosh.0.
What is his name? Peter Tosh? What
I think
is his
it
first
is,
name?
Yeah.
But then maybe even the third best host on the small network. Why wouldn't they go if they wanted to continue in that format, which they've obviously decided they want to?
Right.
Why wouldn't they go after the biggest name, which is Jon Stewart? Why wouldn't they do
it's
that?
It's Daniel Tosh.
Daniel Tosh, forgive me. Peter Tosh is a musician.
And he's black man as well.
Well, Daniel and also the guy, Daniel Tosh, would be continuing on the youth movement that NBC went with.
Right. Colbert is much more popular than those two in my eyes. It makes more sense.
And I think he's a better fit for that show. If
they continue with that show, though.
Oh,
there's
I
no
see.
Guarantee that he's going to be like guest hosting for Dave. They're going to have the same name.
I
but
think,
if it's a reinvention of the show.
Do you think it's going to be a reinvention of the show? Do you think he's going to bring any of the Colbert Report, which is basically a character.
He's going to have to. He's going to have to bring that audience over. That's what they're going to know him for.
Yeah, but you can't build the whole show on it.
You can't build the whole show on it, but it's a nice like piecemeal to get it started. I think more importantly, guys, I think, Mike, what you're alluding to is the entire format. Say, let's say all things are equal, right? Right. Okay. The guy comes in. He is better than Dave, and at this point, unfortunately, for Dave, and you know, this is not an original thought, but it's been said.
Right.
Think about Dave. You're there. Jay Leno finally leaves, mm-hmm. and you say, I'm the last man standing. You've got two relatively new kids on the block. It's time for me to win hold-handedly. At least edge out the new guys, because people didn't grow up with these guys at my time slot, right? Mm. And he gets up there, and Jimmy Fallon's kicking ass and taking names, and that's got to suck for him, right?
I think he will see a surge, though, as Carson did at the end.
I get it, but let's just call it, if he stayed,
but
he would lose.
You're
and
right.
He was losing already. So,
well, he's lost for years.
Yeah, but again, this was going to be the time where he would win if you're going to say all the big... For example, if we're in radio, all the big afternoon shows leave. We think we're going to go straight to the top in the same market, right?
Based on attendance alone.
Doesn't happen. He's probably bummed out. He leaves. They get somebody fresh in. They get somebody fresh in, and just to give another metric out there as far as statistics go, if I can speak, I do this for a living, God's sakes.
Yeah, just not very well.
I'll say, thank you. Thank you, Rob. That this year is the first year that online revenue topped broadcast TV revenue in ad sales. So
this year was the first year that happened?
First year that's ever happened.
Oh, okay.
So because this trend,
we're gonna play the fanfare for the Mike O'Mara show.
Because,
where was ours?
Yeah.
Because this trend is happening.
Where the hell was ours?
It's a trickle down effect. Mike.
Yeah, waiting for the trickle. Okay. I'm not even moist over here.
So
trickle. I know is dick trickle.
This sets the stage for these micro online viewers, where you've got your Jimmy Fallon bits, you've got your Jimmy Kimmel bits, you'll now have your Stephen Colbert bits, and those bits weren't really Letterman's strong suit. Like, they would have great interviews.
Let me interrupt you. Do you really think that CBS has enough foresight to know that about Colbert, that he's going to be doing the little vignettes that are going to go viral?
They're behind. But they're getting on the right track now.
Right.
And keep in mind that I read a couple pieces about this, and one of them said, do you know that essentially our modern internet was invented by Dave Letterman, but he stopped with it? He said that stupid human tricks, stupid pet tricks, all that stuff, that's YouTube.
Yes.
He said that viewer mail, that's people blogging for a wide audience. That's Facebook. Oh, this is all stuff that Dave used to do.
I love Letterman for substance.
But also the thing is that Dave, even though I think he's funnier now than he ever has been, he's lazier. He's not in the field shooting pieces. He's not participating in taped pieces the way that the new hungrier kids are. And because of that, it's harder for him to go viral. He's not putting the material out there that fits in
it's
a minute and a half.
He's had an amazing run, and he truly is iconic. And I think that it's perfect. I think it's perfect timing for David Letterman to go. I think the landscape of late night, I'm not as addicted to late night, not even close.
You don't
the way
have
I
to,
used
be.
To be.
You know why? Because of the internet and DVRs. When we were
and,
growing
and
up, if you, want, if you wanted to watch
it like
Johnny,
we used to.
If you wanted to watch Johnny, you have to wait up until 11:30. That was the only way to do it. Then some people started videotaping, but that's a hassle. But now when you get up, you can watch.
Oscar's so right. I'm thinking about this, Rob, as you're talking, because what you're saying is, you know, all these guys, the way I watch them, Rob will say, did you catch this? Or Rob will find it on the internet, and then I'll see it on the internet, and that's the way I watch my late night TV
now. Yeah,
I watch
it doesn't make sense
when
to
they
stay
do
up
something.
Late.
It's not a question of their show every night of the week. It's a question of when they do something really, really special, mm-hmm. like Jimmy Fallon when he's singing with Mariah mm-hmm. Carey the Christmas song.
Right.
You know, that's how it's going to work, and maybe this Colbert move is the perfect move.
Yeah,
because
it'll
that might
make,
be absolutely true.
They'll make the broadcast dollars, and if you just look at Stephen Colbert's following online, and it's tough because I have I have a love hate relationship with online as far as what it really means.
Okay,
because a guy like Colbert really does the work, whether mm-hmm. he's writing it or his writer, whoever's running his Twitter account, for example,
right.
is doing it the right way, right?
Sure.
But then there are other people out there that just kind of. They don't do it the right way, but they've got millions of followers simply because of their fame.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you that the sheer numbers of followers that he has across his social media accounts and the sheer number of avenues that this new show can go in, not just the Colbert Report side of it, is actually captivating for a guy like me because I'm not waiting to stay up and watch it live. I'll do that once in a while.
Sure, if it's on and
you're
up.
Yeah, but I'm going to wait till the morning where I see all the clips on YouTube to see what he did the night before.
I totally agree with that. And yeah. I think that's the future of it. And it's also the way I began watching. And Oscar, that leads to full-time viewership.
Yes.
The reason right. I started watching The Daily Show with Jon Stewart again was because it seemed like every day for a month I was getting a clip from Jon Stewart that intrigued
they
me.
They walk
and
hand
I finally
in hand.
Said, you know, what am I doing? I said, I've got to put this back on my DVR and I got to watch this regularly, which I do now. And really, to be honest with you, when you look at a show like Jon Stewart, you got about 40% that's memorable in each show. Something there's usually some pretty good
sure.
shtick. But those moments that go viral that you see online, so I think it's all going to be like that. Kimmel, Fallon, they're all going to be the same way.
I know this about Colbert is that he is the only person on TV. Now, Carrie is not a media junkie. She doesn't watch much TV. And
she's a Rob junkie.
Yeah. Yeah. I am sure.
Judge shows.
I'm sorry.
She loves judge shows.
Talking about Carrie Spiewak. I don't know who you're speaking of. But right. Colbert is someone that she seeks out and follows. And he's got a niche sense of humor that is it's funny to everybody, but the people that really click in with what he does love him. So
oh,
I
absolutely.
Think he is going to have a great following. And to speak to his character, mm-hmm. his conservative
just hope he
pundit,
fixes the ear.
His ear?
What's wrong with his ear?
His right ear. That
oh,
that
I never looked at it that
baggy
way.
Ear. Oh, take a look at him sometime. He's got
oh.
that droopy ear.
Oh, now I'm rooting for him. Now I'm rooting for him because good. He's deformed. but to speak to his character, what I predict, and you're right, he can't totally disregard it. I foresee him doing something the way that that Martin Short did when he debuted Jiminy Glick on his talk show. There might be segments with the pundit somehow, like isolated moments, and those are things that can go viral.
Yeah, they
if
can.
He puts together
we'll
like
have to wait and see.
A 4-minute interview with the idiot character that he does now, and I think, did you tell me that he prefers as a professional idiot?
Colbert. Oh, professional idiot.
That's
yes.
his. That's his. The way he describes
yeah.
his host. So if he does, say, 4 minutes with, I don't know, Newt Gingrich, and he does the professional idiot, then they can build that into the show as a segment standalone. Not only does that give the viewers the character, but it mm-hmm. also allows them to put it
that
out
option,
and go viral.
Absolutely.
But
well,
I don't know
we'll
how he can separate
we
it from
this
himself.
Yep. I hope this. I hope he has a nice long run. He's got a 5-year contract. We'll have to wait and see what
well,
happens.
Well, I love everything at CBS.
I have to tell you a couple of things about Florida before we end this segment, because I have been waiting all week to tell you about this. Finally, the lady at the grocery store.
Yes.
This is the other thing I'll tell you about Florida is has to do with clothing, and it's pretty wonderful. The first thing is we're at the grocery store. I moved down to Florida, and the stereotypes are all here. The fact that people are older, that this is God's waiting room, that I live in Cocoon Village, and all that good stuff. And, we don't think anything of it. We love it. There's a rhythm down here.
Mm-hmm.
The show sounds great down here. We've already, I think you guys will probably agree with me that the seamlessness of this, even within our own camp, the way Oscar has laid out the video and the way we're doing the shows this week, I really don't feel like we have missed a beat. I don't feel
no.
like I'm not with you guys.
No.
And it is blowing me away that I'm blessed enough to do this down here. So all that has been really terrific. So what we're left with is settling into a brand new adventure for my wife and I, living as residents in a brand new part of the country, a part of the country that we've certainly featured for many, many years on our show with Buzz's news and then with my news and with everything we've had. It's, you know, it's a weird place in some regards, but it's also a gorgeous place. Simply the physical beauty of where I am. My waking up in the morning here and watching the sun go down here, nothing touches it. It's beautiful. Mm. We're happy. The initial reviews after a week living in this fine state, I am thrilled to death. I couldn't be happier. However,
good setup.
Like every single place, it has its moments.
Right on.
And I bring you to the parking lot. There was a guy when I first mentioned this, when I teased this story about a lady at the grocery store, a guy mentioned Publix right away.
That's a southern. No. That's a southern-based grocery
southern
store.
Chain.
Is it not?
It's called Publix.
With
you're
an
probably going to hear. Yes, you're going to probably hear about him again. But this guy was spot on because that's the parking lot that we were in. And the drill that Carla and I have when we go to the grocery store is we pull in, and then it's get the baby ready. Have everything adjusted. Is that you or is that me?
I heard a ring somewhere. I don't think it was me. Weird. Was it your Wicked Springs?
Is your phone ringing?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's your phone. Maybe put your phone somewhere else.
Yeah, I better. It's vibrating.
Put it on the chair in back of you. It looks like it'll handle it. Rest it right there.
But don't get into the habit because we're returning the chair.
Oh, that's how
we're returning. We have our little drill, and it takes a little time. When you have a little 8-month-old, you got to load him in, load him out, do that whole deal. We're coming out of the Publix. No, I'm sorry. We're going into the Publix. So we pull into the little area. And one of the drills we do down there is we leave the windows down a crack so there's a little ventilation because it gets hot down here.
Oh, sure. I can only imagine.
And we hear, and I'm going to try to do this. I hope there's not too much reverb. I'm going to use the vocal processor to do this.
Okay.
And we hear in back of us this.
I don't want to. No. Do that. I don't. Get out of here. I don't know. I don't realize what I did. God damn it. God damn it. What are you doing? I was your most ramage. I swear to God, I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
I look over at Carla. Carla's looking at me, eyes wide, going, what in the name of God is going on there? We look back out. Once again, it's,
I'm going to kill you. I swear to God. Do you know this?
And we turn around, and there is a lady, has to be, if she's a day, she's 80 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And she is screaming at the top of her lungs, and she is pounding on the hood of this woman's car. And she's going, you almost ran over me, sir. Do you understand that you could have killed me? And she said, killed me twice. So she said, you could have killed me. Killed me.
Oh, very
and
dramatic.
She pounds on, and I am terrified. We're sitting in the car, and we're freaked out by this lady because she is right in back of us. And I can't see the lady that's inside of the car, but she appears to be younger with blonde hair. That's all I can see.
Right.
And she's just sitting there behind the wheel of her car, and this woman is screaming at her, and suddenly it calms down. The woman throws up her hands, storms off, and of course, like people react to this, once it's all over, the lady drives away. I look at Carla and I go, it was great. It was a great little show.
Theater,
Florida.
Yeah.
No problem whatsoever. Flash forward, I am not kidding you. 10 minutes in the grocery store. We're just walking around. We're picking up stuff, medical supplies for me.
And oranges.
And, little meat, little dairy, little produce. And we're in the chicken section, which incidentally I love to hang out in.
Sure. Why not?
Boneless breasts or tenderloins. Anyway, so we're sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear, aren't you the cutest little thing? Aren't you the cutest little thing? And I turn around, and it's the same goddamn lady.
Jesus.
Wow.
It's the same lady that was threatening to kill this other woman. And this lady is, she's a little large. She's
spry.
She's wearing, what's the best way? It would be like, she's like an obese Cloris Leachman.
Mm. Oh, God, now you're
That's
talking.
That's a pretty scary thought, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
That's
yeah.
a very scary thought.
Because Cloris's beauty lies in her angularity.
She's got kind of bird-like features, and she's leaning over my son, cooing at my son. Oh, and I'm like,
Is she going to eat him? Or?
Yes.
And I really scared?
Didn't want to say anything controversial, because you know me. For a second there, I was going to, hey, that was a hell of a scene in the parking lot.
Oh, no, you didn't bring it up, though.
I was so tempted to do that. I really want to look at, hey, how you doing? Okay. Yeah, his name is Michael William. Michael William, this is bipolar.
Did she actually touch him?
No, she didn't touch him.
Because
no,
if she had touched him, you know what you could have said? You could have killed him! Killed him!
And she went on her way. And I just said, what a lovely little... I said, hey, I've got my... This was last weekend. I said, I've got my very first Florida story.
That's awesome.
So, she went on her way. And the other thing about Florida is less clothing, guys. That's the that's the bliss down here.
Cool.
Less clothing. I mean, you just don't need all the stuff. You know,
you're
like
welcome, ladies.
She was on her way. But really, technically, even though she almost killed the lady in the parking lot, I have to say that my measure of senior citizens, you know, is whether or not you acknowledge my kid. And so,
true enough.
Even though she almost stabbed to death the lady in the parking lot, she loved my little son. So it's all fair.
Attaboy.
We will take a break, come back with news you may not need. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We thank you for joining us, everybody. And the tears won't even come. I feel so numb, so swept aside, so dumb, so dumb, so dumb. I like that.
Airborne toxic event.
I like that you did that, Rob.
I'm using both hands.
It was
two hands.
Is that what it is? Is that why we're having all the issues?
Well, no, there is coordination issues that if you have to ride the send and the fader at the same time, it's a little different. But I can get there. I can do this.
We're going to fix it, though, right?
You bet your ass.
You're going to be able to do it like I do it down here, right?
Yes,
you're just
going
to be able to use a fader normally, so you don't have to do that. I'm very excited about that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We want to tell you all about Hulu Plus. You've probably tried Hulu on your computer. Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch current seasons, episodes of your favorite shows, like The Tonight Show. We were just talking about that. Parks and Recreation, Family Guy, and Bones. Rob, you still watching Bones?
I love Bones. She's hot. She's very hot.
Watch every episode of shows like Doctor Who, Community, and Hell's Kitchen. Now more than ever, there is so much to watch. Take total control with Hulu Plus to stream these shows and thousands more as much as you want, whenever you want. Hulu Plus works on your computer, smart TV, Roku, Apple TV, Xbox, PlayStation, pretty much any streaming device you already own.
Yep.
You can even watch on your phone or iPad while on the train, at work, at the dentist. That's where I like to do my TV watching.
Of course.
Or in the bathroom, believe it or not.
You know, Robert wrote a joke for me last night. Mike, knock,
really?
Knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor Who.
Great show.
There you go.
Plus, Hulu Plus has amazing access to ad-free kids shows, SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents, even a good old Sesame Street. If you have preschoolers, Hulu Plus has the new show from Jim Henson. It's called Doozers, and I guess I'm going to have to start paying attention.
Pretty you better get in on soon. This, but what's great, Hulu, no ads during the kids shows.
A lot of fun.
And it starts April 25th, Doozers, then put the kids down for a nap, and it's back to Mommy and Daddy shows. For only $7.99 a month, get your entertainment anytime, anywhere. That's like a quarter a day. Right now, sign up at HuluPlus.com/TMOS. That's HuluPlus.com/TMOS, or click on the banner on our website and get 2 weeks full access completely free. That's a whole extra week more with this special offer when you sign up at HuluPlus.com/TMOS. So get with it. Start streaming right now with Hulu Plus, everybody, and we thank you.
From around the globe, across the nation, and looking through your neighbor's window, The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need. A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
Kiss made up, but its music went unheard. Nirvana used four women rockers to sing Kurt Cobain songs, and Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band predictably turned its honor into a marathon. The three acts were ushered into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Thursday in a colorful induction ceremony at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. They were joined by the blue-eyed soul duo Hall & Oates. I love them.
Oh, God, you've loved them for so long.
They still look great.
Yeah.
Because your kiss is on my list.
All Who right. looks better, Daryl Hall or John Oates?
John Oates.
Yeah, always.
All I know, Rob, is private eyes are watching you.
Oh, God. Mike wants to spend the next portion of his life live from Daryl's house.
Yes. I was a DJ during the 80s. Lick it, Hall & Oates. British rocker Peter Gabriel. Now, there you go. Yeah, now we're talking. Mm-hmm. 1970s folk Cat Stevens. And the absent Linda Ronstadt. She wasn't there.
How dare she?
Is she... Well, she's not well, Oscar. I'm wondering if...
She's very shy, too.
Is it shyness? Okay.
She's sick?
She can no longer sing. Is it cystic fibrosis?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. That's too bad.
My bad.
She's not performing
so,
anymore.
So they were all there, and, you know, is that... you know, who knows? That's the Hall of Fame. So Kiss, who cares?
Okay.
Anyway, moving
Well, Kiss
right
was
along.
On your list.
Fans of Star Trek will soon be able to follow the adventures of the crew of the USS Enterprise in their favorite films as the popular franchise goes where it has never gone before.
Where's that?
Screenings, Rob, accompanied by a symphony orchestra.
Ah, yes. I bet you'll see Mike O'Mara in the front row watching.
Hello. I headed out to Wolf Trap to see
cool.
the Star Trek.
Oh, you might be cool. Is there ever anything you don't like, Oscar Santana?
Well, think about it. I'm not a big Star
yeah,
Trek
Mike,
head.
Think about
I
it.
I do like the... I do like the thought of having like a live orchestra to something that you're familiar
you
with.
You won't be within 17 miles of any of these shows.
If they
tell the truth.
If they come to town and I'm free, I'll go.
You're okay. Such a liar.
Director J.J. Abrams' 2009 reboot of Star Trek and Star Trek Into Darkness
oh, those
will
are
be
fun.
Shown on...
You haven't seen either of those? You have. At least one of them, correct?
I'm hitting my TV monitor right now.
You like those. The new Star Treks, they're fun.
They're good.
Yeah, whatever. They'll be shown on the big screen in high definition accompanied by live music. No, it's fine. You know, if you leave for a summer evening, what the hell?
Sure.
Why create?
Go and
why
maybe
create
you,
really
if you're lucky, you can
stuff?
Sit next to Oscar.
Is somebody moving my camera, or was that my camera just moved? Your camera
did,
just moved,
did
guys.
You hit it? Oh, that ours?
It was weird. No, your camera.
Maybe
moved.
You hit
really
ours through the internet.
It was so cool. It just moved.
A correction, Mike. Linda Ronstadt's suffering from Parkinson's, which makes it difficult for her to travel, and she no longer sings. That's so we wish bad. Her the best.
The events will celebrate the extraordinary collaboration between film and music as Michael Giacchino's scores are brought to life on stage, organizers said in a statement. So get out to your local venue and check that out. Kris Jenner hasn't been shy about sharing photos of herself in a bikini, but she draws the line at nudity. Speaking with Australian radio hosts Kyle and Jackie O.
Oh, I love their program.
G'day, Kyle and Jackie O. Here we go. We're having a fantastic time.
On April 10th, the Kardashian matriarch 58 dismissed reports that she's planning to pose naked for Playboy.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
I am at the breaking point. I would watch a show if it came across and somebody was watching it. Maybe my girl was watching it and we were at my mom's because they had cable. I would say, okay, but now I'm just so over this, especially her. She tried
and
the
talk such attention
show, didn't
I mean,
work.
You know.
Oh,
you know who would be good in Playboy is that really good-looking female in the family, Bruce Jenner.
I'll eyeball her daughter, that. Though. I'll ogle her.
Yeah. So do you care? I don't. I want to read that story anymore. Dr. Michael Zuck owns a piece of John Lennon. Rob, you'll find this interesting.
Okay.
Soon, he might own his clone.
Oh, I hate this stuff.
Dr. Zuck is a native of Alberta, Canada. He bought the dead Beatles' wisdom tooth at an auction 2 years ago for, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$33,500.
Wow.
Goodness. Gosh.
Instead of just displaying the tooth like a signed guitar or an original piece of art, Zuck has other plans. He wants to make a John Lennon clone.
That's no good.
You and he can't wants do to that. Raise him as his son.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Explaining how he would raise the potential clone, Dr. Zuck said... No. Dr. Zuck said he would still be his exact duplicate, but, you know, hopefully keep him away from drugs and cigarettes, that kind of thing.
But if you keep him away from drugs and cigarettes and you're not cloning John Lennon, it's not just his biologic makeup. It's how he was raised.
How about you guys are worried about his drugs and cigarettes? It's your environment. He's not just automatically going to know how to play a guitar.
And also, we should keep him away from guns.
Guys, it's not like he's going to be born next week. The test tube's going to come out next week. Chill out. The good doctor also thinks the Lennon clone could have a claim to the late singer's estate.
Right.
No, it's no good.
Right, man. Right.
I don't think, he says, quote, I don't think I would be the one, you know, owning his property. He would have the rights when he was old enough to make a claim.
Wow.
Dentists, they can be idiots too. Thank you very much.
Then he That's gave you another stuff. Cortisone shot. Right.
When Stephen Colbert was announced as David Letterman's replacement, that meant Craig Ferguson would remain in the time slot after The Late Show. Even if he's disappointed about not getting the gig, there may be a bright side. The New York Post claims Craig had a clause written into his contract which said that if he got passed over for the Late Show after Letterman retired, he'd get a payout of $5 million as a consolation prize.
Wow. I heard as high as $9 million, but $5 really? Would be great as well.
Yeah, because Letterman owns his show, right?
Yeah.
When I saw this story, though, I kind of thought, you know, it'd be kind of cool to have Craig Ferguson, but I think Craig Ferguson works in that time slot. He really does.
I always feel when I watch Craig Ferguson, the reason his show works is because he feels no one is watching him.
That's a lot of fun.
Totally true. The New York Daily News says it could be more. Oscar's right. Something like in the neighborhood, as Oscar said, of $8 million to $12 million.
Wow.
Regardless, Craig seems okay with it. He tweeted, quote, "Congratulations to the hugely talented and fragrant and lovely Stephen Colbert on the new gig. Welcome to the CBS Funhouse." For what it's worth, back in 2009, Craig said that he was not eyeing Letterman's time slot. Quote, "I don't know if I want to be any more famous than I am now. That is a world of pain that comes with 11:30 that doesn't exist at 12:30.
Yeah.
So both things are true.
Probably true.
Look at that. See. And now a little something something. This sounds like my dream woman.
Uh-oh.
She loves wine out of a box. No pain in the ass bottles for her, and she hates pants. Sign me up. A woman walked into, are you ready for the name of the grocery store?
Yes.
Publix.
Hey!
Yay! Winner.
A Publix grocery store in Ocala, Florida, a town I drove through a week ago, Tuesday afternoon, wearing a shirt, slippers, and nothing else. No pants, no underwear. Yeah.
Nice.
Just letting it all hang out. Nice. Then she went to the wine aisle, picked up two boxes of boxed wine. Hey, Mouse, how you doing? And
Jesus, it's a compliment.
Old joke. And tried to walk out with them. Unfortunately for her, a woman with no pants tends to draw some attention.
Sure.
So the manager ran up, tried to stop her. He didn't quite realize how motivated she was, and she ran right past him and got away with the wine.
Wine.
The police say they're looking for her. They say she's black, 5'4", medium build, has a tattoo on her neck, and I say that's hot. We will take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike Almero Show, everybody.
Do you remember the name of this band, Mike?
I don't know.
I think it's the Figs. Don't you love Figs?
Welcome back to the show. Rob's Magic Audio Ball brought to you by Stamps.com. We hate the post office. You hate the post office. How about taking the post office out of the equation? No matter how crowded, you still need to get out packages, envelopes, and letters for your business. You need Stamps.com, baby.
How about Stamps.com? It made it possible for you to get that football and T-shirt for your boy. It went out yesterday. So
very,
get
very
that
exciting.
Soon.
We all use Stamps.com. You can access all of the services of the post office right from your desk. Use your own computer and printer and then hand it to your mailman. Stamps.com even sends out a free digital scale that automatically calculates the exact postage, and the scale is yours to keep. Get your mailing and shipping done whenever it's convenient for who?
Who, Mike?
You.
Me!
We've used Stamps.com for months, and we love it. You'll love it, too, and you'll save money. Even better, you'll save valuable time. Act now. 30-day free risk trial, no risk trial, and $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale up to $55 in free postage. All you got to do, go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, use the code TMOS. Do it. Do it before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in that code. Stamps.com. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for today. This is the show with Rob Spiewak and the Audio Vault. Take it away, Rob.
You know what we haven't done in a long time, Mike, and I think it's time we bring it back. It is time for the Oscar Santana Challenge, which we play TV themes, and Oscar has to guess what the TV theme is. Mike, feel free to play
along. The
Oscar
Santana Challenge is a simple shield for a sponsor.
I don't think so. Okay, here is his first one. Oscar,
yes.
Name this TV show.
Hold on. Give me a hint.
I know.
There's a chance it might be Top of Mind.
Jesus. Oh, the David Letterman show, the Tonight Show, the Late Show.
I'm sorry.
Craig Ferguson. Craig Ferguson.
Do you really not know? Are you being honest?
I have no idea.
That's the Colbert Report.
Oh, I'm not a big fan.
Thank you.
All right.
Finally, some truth.
No. Out. I love the Colbert Report.
No, yeah, of course. Don't. But he fast forwards through the music.
That's right. I like the Daily Show.
All right. Name this TV show, Oscar.
Oh, I know this. This is the Cosby Show.
Exactly. Woo! Good winner.
I love
one
the Cosby
and one.
Show, love the Cosby Show.
All right, skewing younger. Name this TV show.
Timmy is an average kid, but no one understands. Mm.
Mike is going to know this in a couple years.
Tommy the Train?
Tommy the Train.
Tommy the Train. That's Sippy the Pinhead.
No, that is the Fairly Odd Parents. Is
that a good kid show?
It's great. It's about a kid who has two fairy godparents, and they're always getting him into trouble. Oscar, can you name this TV show?
Oh, The Good Wife. No, Scandal. This is Scandal.
You are such a jerk.
This is Scandal, right?
Yes, but you know one that's coming up. Yes. And you say,
hey, I know what it is.
What?
It's Scandal.
All right. Scandal. Here's one for Mike.
God, great. This.
You know what? Let's make this the Mike O'Mara challenge for a second, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Name this that's theme song, Mike.
Oscarazzi.
Oh, you know this.
Airport 75.
I'm sorry.
It's The Cosby
the
Show.
Correct answer. Season 5 of The Cosby
yeah.
Show.
Oh, really?
That's Cosby.
Well, that's when Cosby had the like the
dancers.
Serious.
They had the right. dancers theme. On the beginning. It was nice.
And the final one, this one.
You watched The Cosby Show.
Oh, I love The Cosby Show. That's all I had.
Back to Oscar. Back to Oscar. Your final clue, Oscar. Name this show.
Oh. Hold on a sec.
Cosby Show.
It is The Cosby Show.
He's right.
Because
jerk.
Every episode of The Cosby Show, as well as all the other shows you just heard on the Oscar Santana Challenge, are all available at Hulu Plus.
Yeah. So
Hulu
cool.
Plus.
So please do that.
Can't go wrong.
Access it through our website and get an extra bonus if you plug in TMOS. That's the way we play the Oscar Santana Woo! Challenge.
The Oscar Santana Challenge is a shameless sponsor show.
I don't think it's shameless.
I used Hulu Plus all day yesterday waiting for the cable guy.
Now, Mike, we have a lot of love for us, and we love the people of Iowa, but the campaign out there for Senate is getting odd. Do you remember this commercial?
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm.
Now, that's her senatorial commercial, okay? A new one from a candidate, Bob Quast. Q-U-A-S-T. He's an independent candidate for a Senate in Iowa. Here's his commercial. It starts out with him walking his dogs, and it seems very run-of-the-mill, and then it takes an odd turn.
I believe in every aspect of our Constitution, which even a baby knows includes the Second Amendment. If you are the sexual predator and sociopath who murdered my sister Lynette, and you come to my front door to do harm to my girls, I'm going to use my Glock to blow your balls off.
Vote Quast, I guess. I don't know.
You
that's
know,
a real ad.
Pretty
the
funny.
The aforementioned Daily Show, we were talking about that. They had a piece on it. Do you know how many of these candidates now around the country are using, like, shooting the Constitution, shooting the Second Amendment, you know, shooting the Obamacare legislation? There is so much of this going on. It is terrifying.
Yeah.
They're using
these
guns. Are
they doing it at a gun range?
They do. There's a thing where, like, the Obamacare, safety. They show a book throwing up. He shoots it up like skeet, and the guy blows it
wow.
out of the water. It's
do you hear
blows
pull?
It
do you think it's because guns are such a polarizing issue that they're really just simplifying
yeah.
the
People
election
might vote with, yeah, they're trying
down
to vote
one
with
issue?
Issues.
That was such a peppy song, too.
Very, very nice song.
I didn't think that was balls blowing off
Now,
songs.
We talked about Colbert earlier. I want to give Stephen Colbert credit for announcing his transition to CBS with this way he handled it on his show. I thought this was clever and funny.
Dave has been on the air my entire adult life. Late Night debuted my first year in college. I learned more from watching Dave than I did from going to my classes. Especially the ones I did not go to because I had stayed up until 1:30 watching Dave. This man has influenced every host who came after him, and even a few who came before him. He's that good. And I gotta tell you, I do not envy whoever they try to put in that chair.
Hard to not like that take on it right there.
Yeah,
so I really, I'm rooting
kind of,
for him.
Everything I hear about Stephen Colbert also is that he's one of the nicest guys in show business.
And
so.
But the other thing, he can't hear it because he's got a hideously deformed ear.
I just want, it's not hideously deformed, Rob. It's just something that, it's annoying enough to me where, you know, now that, you know, yeah, you just, didn't Will Smith have his ears fixed?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think that's kind of his calling card.
Yeah, that's what everybody knows him for.
Have you purchased
Maybe it's
any,
just me.
Have you purchased any IKEA furniture since you've been down there?
No, I haven't had the pleasure.
I want you to know that IKEA is putting their money back into the environment, Mike.
This morning, IKEA announced plans to invest in its first wind farm in the United States.
Although if IKEA builds a wind farm, you do not want to be there when the wind blows.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. Cappy Pfeiffer, have a safe trip back to California.
Thank you.
Hey,
Thank you for letting me be here. I love you, Mike.
Love you too. Thank you for everything you did. Absolutely. And we will talk on Monday again. Don't forget, we got a great bonus hour coming up where we will solve the world's problems. Ladies and gentlemen, this week on our bonus hour, how to be nice to people.
It's a short bonus hour.
That's it. We'll see you next time for all technical support issues with the Mike O'Mara Show. Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our P.O. Box 2796 Leesburg, Virginia 20177. And our hotline 800-440-8167 if you want to leave us a message. Although Pony hasn't given us a message that's been transcribed in 15 years. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.